Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadiqa. I should have recorded way earlier, but, you know, I woke up feeling like my body had taken such a beating. I was really, really battered for real. You know, the previous night I had performed some legs. I had leg day, so I performed some, I think, 9 exercises that were really, really hardcore. And the thing is, you know, I had so much energy coursing through me. So I guess, you know, I got carried away and I took it to, you know, the max. You know, I took it to the extremes. And that's the thing about me, though. You know, I need to actually start edging towards moderation, you know. So I pushed myself really, really hard and I woke up. I was feeling like, you know, I just completed a 42-kilometer marathon. Right after climbing the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro, my body was extremely tired. This was something else. So I was like, nah, there's no way I'm recording in this state, you know. So now we're here, feel much better, you know, it's been a good day. And yeah, it is what it is. So, you know, before I dive right into this topic, allow me to rant real quick. You know, let me get some 2 rants out of the way real quick. All right, so you in a public space, you know, I'm sick and tired of these kind of people. You know, you've got to be very uncouth and, you know, very shallow as well. If you're going to, you know very well, you got a respiratory infection, all right? So why the hell are you coughing all over the place without covering your mouth? Bruh, cover your mouth, don't be uncouth, you know what I'm saying? You're coughing like you got a Bose surround sound system lodged up in your chest and you're shamelessly coughing all over the place. As a matter of fact, it's like you're doing it in all directions, you know, left, right, center, you know, northeast as well, bruh. Yeah, that's quite uncouth. You know, I find it quite barbaric, actually, you know what I'm saying? It's important to understand that, you know, not everyone is trying to get infected with some respiratory infection, you know what I'm saying? And then there's these guys in the gym. You know, we have different levels of sweating. So, you know very well you sweat. You sweat like a kangaroo, a circus kangaroo. You know what I'm saying? Do not stick out your sweaty palms trying to greet other people with handshakes, bro. It's like, it's very disgusting. If you're sweaty, you know, just acknowledge whoever you're trying to acknowledge. And, you know, talk to them, you know what I'm saying? Just keep your distance, boy. Ain't no one trying to touch that sweat, bro. You know, I believe sweat has the ability of transferring emotions to other people, for real. And I promise you, you can go, you know, do your research about it. But if you come into contact with people sweat, especially if they're going through some depression or they're going through some anger issues or something, you feel like it's seeping through you, for real. There's a science behind it. I think I'll talk about it comprehensively in another podcast episode. But for real, you know, apart from every other thing, you know, hygienically and in terms of just your well-being, your health, It's very imperative that you don't come into contact with other people's sweat. So, I mean, like, it makes absolutely no sense to stick out your hand and you're out here sweaty, you know what I'm saying, trying to shake other people's hands. Yeah, I'm sick of that shit. I appreciate y'all for listening to that quick rant, you know. Let's dive right into this topic. So, there's one of my youngins, you know, this is a dude that I mentor. He's young. I see so much potential in him. He's hungry to grow. And one thing I admire about him is, you know, he has been able to amass a very strong sense of direction, a very strong kind of focus at a very young age. Dude already knows what he wants. Dude already understands that as a man, you got to be out there, you got to put yourself out there, you got to work on yourself every single day. Because you're built to be that, you know what I'm saying? You're built to be that, you're built to show other people the way, you know, you're built to lead, to protect, to provide. So you got to be out there working on yourself every single day, learning, improving, growing and all that. So I really admire that about this kid. And I notice he's a bit off. So I'm like, yo, what's happening with you? What's wrong with you? So I've cultivated a environment where there's a lot of freedom of speech between us. We speak about everything without holding back. The dude is an adult, he's a legal adult. So we speak about everything. I teach him everything. And he feels even more comfortable coming to me with some embarrassing topics than he would ever feel with his pops or his brothers and all that. And that's just the beauty of, you know, true friendships and bonds, you know, other kinds of bonds. He tells me, he opens up to me, he's like, hey, listen, on the real, I think I've been beating my meat too much. I'm like, hey, what? I'm like, God damn. He's like, yeah, I think I've been beating my meat too much. I'm like, all right, listen, bro. You know, when he said that, I look at him, he's looking down. And he's embarrassed about it. Obviously, that's a body language of someone that's really, really embarrassed about it. And it took him a lot of guts to actually open up and talk about it. And I felt very proud of the fact that dude decided to be candid about it and not beat around the bush and just speak about it. Took a lot of guts. And I really respected that, you know. So I told him, hey, listen, man, there's literally no need to be embarrassed about it. And here's the thing, bro. How often do you do it, though? It's like, you know, it's become such a compulsion. He's doing it every fucking time. When he's got some free time, he's doing it. Before he comes to the gym, he's doing it. I'm like, bruh, take out your phone right now. Take out your phone. Now, here's the thing. I give him some type of tough love. And, I mean, it works for us because, I mean, that's the dynamic we've created. That's the kind of rapport that we've created. It works for us. So I give him this tough love. And I assure him, just like a big brother, that, hey, listen, bro, you in your process of growing, you're stepping into your calling. Everything is going to fall into place with the right kind of guidance. You know what I'm saying? So you don't got nothing to worry about. So I tell him, take out your phone. And I tell him, now, I want you to open up all those crevices and corners where you're hiding erotic stuff and any other thing that could be triggering this type of thoughts in your head. Because, you know, the thing about addictions is there has to be a trigger. There's something that triggers you subconsciously, consciously, whatever the case, there's always a trigger. So I tell him, hey, listen, take out your phone. From there, I tell him, hey, listen, now start deleting everything. Delete it. Delete it permanently. Get rid of it. Get rid of everything. And he actually, I tell him, listen, you want to stop this shit, right? Now I start deleting. I tell him, listen, your phone is your personal gadget. But as a man, you don't want to keep this shit in your phone. Because listen, it's derailing you from your purpose. It's derailing you from your goals. It's making you weak in some sense. In a very big way, actually. And as a matter of fact, it's making you objectify the opposite gender. It's ruining your self-confidence. You know what I'm saying? So he starts looking for every place where he had some funny type of material that he probably was watching. And I made sure he got rid of that. And I told him, listen, from today, every time you get the urge to indulge, that is a sign that you're idle. Get down on your fucking floor right where you are. Do some fucking push-ups. Do so many push-ups that you tire yourself out. And let's see if you still want to do that shit. Because I actually believe, you know, it's kind of like some energy coursing through him. And, you know, it's just this excess energy and you want to release it just like that, bro. That's like, you know, very, this is life force. You know what I'm saying? This is very precious life force. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to waste it like that. You know what I'm saying? I speak to him and I tell him, listen, bro, you got to avoid this thing. Stop watching these things, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Number two, surround yourself with, you know, things that actually take your time in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Could be journaling, could be watching documentaries, learning. Pull up to the gym with all that energy. Let us channel it into the workout. Let us tire you out in a good way. Sit down with good friends, have good food, have good conversations, and rewire your brain. You know what I'm saying? And the brother actually took it very positively. And I think for him, that's the kind of love he never got. The tough kind of love where, you know, someone has your back. But at the same time, he won't take your bullshit and he won't let you settle for less. And I think it's really, really working. So I believe there's different approaches that work for different people. But I feel like, you know, that has been quite proper for me and him. Now, I want to tell you real quick that addiction is when someone becomes dependent on a behavior, a substance, or a pattern, and has difficulty stopping it or controlling it. Now, this brother told me he tried to stop, but he can't. So you see, he had a difficulty stopping it. What does that mean? This is already an addiction. Addictions range from, you know, it doesn't just, you know, you don't have to be a chronic wanker, you know, to actually deem it as your addiction. You could be addicted to so many things. There's several types of addiction. You could be addicted to substances. You know, I'm talking alcohol, I'm talking drugs, prescription medications. You know, that weed that you smoke every weekend, talking about, you know, it makes you relax, and you actually do it every fucking weekend, you're actually an addict. You could be addicted to gambling. When you become very compulsive about gambling, you know, it will negatively impact your life. It is a very bad kind of addiction. This is a type of addiction that has gotten people into severe debts. People take their lives. This shit is real. It's not even a joke. When you spend hours of your day scrolling, when you spend hours of your day being a couch potato, eating Cheetos with some sauce, watching telly, if you spend hours of your day playing video games, these are the kind of things that interfere with your mental faculties. That is technology addiction. And it happens right around us. There's definitely someone in your circle, even right this moment, that is severely addicted to their mobile phones. I always see all these videos of people eating like fucking pigs on social media, and these videos make me sick. These people that eat with all the sounds, and I don't know what they call these videos, you know, some really, really disgusting sounds coming out of their mouths, eating like fucking pigs. This is gluttony. I'm telling you, this is pure gluttony. It is food addiction. It is an unhealthy relationship with food. And all that shit you see on social media, that's compulsive eating. It's an obsession with calories, bro. And these are the type of people, you look at them, you can see they're clearly unhealthy. Because everything that they're doing is coming from a place of compulsion. Yeah, it is absolutely disgusting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. Shopping. You're out there taking out your phone. You're going to hop on the nearest online site, and that's where you're going to spend your cash. You know what I'm saying? You're shopping throughout the week, having shipments coming in from the comfort of your phone. And you see, these people have understood that if they bring the service very close to you, then they make it even easier for you to shop. If you're buying coffee, you see all those pastries and cakes that are right there where you're paying for your coffee. They're right there to tap into your compulsive shopping. You see, you know what I'm saying? You're at the counter at the supermarket. You finish, paying for the things you bought. But then there's always that thing that's right there that looks shiny, that looks tasty, that looks a certain way that you'll be like, oops, yeah, I just added that right there real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. So I want to tell you all that, you know, we can go on and on and on about types of addiction, but addictions manifest in different ways and affect people differently. So it's very important to approach people that struggle with these addictions with some understanding and some empathy. Personally, at some point I was addicted to caffeine. I was getting very addicted to caffeine. And my boy Mikey would definitely push me to do 2 scoops right before training. And then at some point, I had these crazy palpitations. I couldn't take it anymore. I had these very bad palpitations. It felt like I'm about to die. Bruh, my heart was about to explode. And that was the last time I said, hey, listen, man, I'm never doing this shit again. This shit is killing me. And see, the thing about your body is you're subjected to things that are way above normal for your body. Your body will show you signs. Right before you get a punishment, you will always see some signs. And if you're smart enough to pay attention, you will know it is time to kick this habit or else you're going to pay the price. It is not a joke. I was beginning to scroll way too much. And I decided, you know what? Nah, these are the type of things that are pulling me backwards, and I have to stop. You know what I'm saying? I have to stop. You know, it feels like you're trapped in a cycle. You feel a very strong urge or a craving for substances, for a behavior. You know very well deep down that it has some negative consequences. But you know, you can't break free. It's tough. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I'm here to tell you that, you know, with the right support, with the right determination, you can definitely rewire your brain and you can definitely recover from whatever addiction that's, you know, currently, yeah, putting you down. Now, I want to let you all know that sometimes you could be addicted and you don't even know that you're addicted. So there's a few signs you need to watch out for. If you've been taking coffee and you feel like one cup, that's good enough. And then you start doing more than one cup, you start going for triple, double, you know what I'm saying? More than you used to, then you've developed a tolerance. And so if you've developed a tolerance, you're going to need more of that substance to achieve the same effect. And so that's a huge sign that you're definitely addicted. Every time you experience physical or emotional discomfort when attempting to stop or reduce a behavior, that's a proper sign that you're addicted. If you cannot be able to limit or control a certain behavior, that's a proper sign that you're addicted as well. Every time you start prioritizing things like, you know, playing video games, things like, you know, binging alcohol over some important obligations such as your career, such as your schooling, such as your relationships. I mean, it's, you know, it's very wrong to get to the crib. You got your loved ones right there with you. And then you want to sit like a fat fuck on the couch and play video games throughout. You're neglecting the precious time that you could be spending with your loved ones. Because you understand that, oh, there's tomorrow, there's another day, there's plenty of time, bruh. You never know. Spend quality time with your loved ones, people that mean a lot to you, people that mean something to you. Spend quality time with them while you still can. Because, I mean, I reckon nobody knows about tomorrow, though. You know what I'm saying? When you start showing secretive or deceptive behaviors, you know, these mood swings that are unexplained, and you start having these very, very sudden changes in habits or interests, that could be a sign that you're addicted to something and you need some help. And if you've been a very peaceful individual, especially in your relationships, and then all of a sudden you're experiencing these conflicts back to back and difficulties in personal relationships, you definitely need to check on that. You know what I'm saying? And here's one very obvious sign, okay? If you become this dirty person that has totally neglected self-care and personal hygiene, it's a sign that the things that are bugging you that are very, very mental. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely have to, and you know, despite the negative consequences that you keep experiencing, if you continue to engage in these behaviors, you know very well that this thing is, you know, digging a deeper and deeper hole for me right now, but you still do it regardless. You understand that it has some physical, emotional, social consequences, but you still indulge regardless. This is definitely something that, you know, you want to watch out for. This is a sign that you're addicted and you need some help. And I want to let you all know that, you know, we can all rewire the brain. When we talk about rewiring the brain, we're actually talking about the brain's ability to form new neural connections and pathways. You know what I'm saying? So it's like giving your brain a makeover. So, you know, through new experiences, through learning, and through repetitive behaviors, your brain can actually adapt and reorganize itself. And I mean, just start learning new skills, start forming new habits. You know what I'm saying? That's the surest way to break and step away from your old patterns. It is so amazing how our brains can change and adapt. You know what I'm saying? The brains are very powerful. For example, you're learning how to play a musical instrument, all right? And at first, it feels like it is impossible. It feels very unfamiliar. It feels super challenging, yeah? But as you practice regularly, your brain starts forming new connections between the areas responsible for motor skills, coordination, you know, memory. And over time, these connections become stronger. This makes it easier for you to play whatever musical instrument that you're learning, you know, without consciously thinking about every movement, you know. So that's mastery of new skills. And that's the brain rewiring itself to master. So amazing. So if you want to rewire your brain to kick addictions, you know, so first of all, I want to acknowledge that it is a challenging process. You know, it's not just something that you wake up one day and be like, okay, I'm done. Boom, it's a wrap. You need some help, all right? So you want to consider reaching out to specialists, you know, like therapists, you know, like, you know, support groups. You want to reach out to addiction specialists who can support you, who can provide you the right kind of guidance to actually get through your journey. You know what I'm saying? You want to sit down, have a very honest conversation with yourself. You want to be like, okay, what are the triggers that are actually pushing me towards this? You want to write it down. If it's people, if it's places, if it's situations, write them down and identify them. And then now start working on removing them from the equation. And this will help reduce the likelihood of getting back to your old ways. You know what I'm saying? And I always say, if you have very unhealthy habits, now start engaging in habits that give you a proper rush of dopamine, okay? If you've been getting your dopamine from smoking, all right, how about you get your new dopamine surge from playing chess? You know what I'm saying? Just something random that's not negative, you know, something that It's actually building you in a way. Yeah. And I always say, if you have, listen, y'all downplay the importance, some of y'all downplay the strength or, you know, the influence that comes from peers. It's very important to choose the kind of peers you have around you. You want to have a support network of individuals that, you know, provide you with accountability. You know, one of my VIP clients out there at the gym, after every set, he takes out his phone. After every set, he takes out his phone. And I noticed this pattern. And here's the thing. Listen, if I didn't give a fuck about him, I'd let him do what he has to do and do everything. But here's the thing. I'm his accountability partner as well. I'm like, listen, you're ruining your muscle-mind connection if you're on your social media in the middle of a set. Put that thing away, boy. Put that thing away. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, nah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You know what I'm saying? So you want to have people that provide you with encouragement, accountability. Not people that tell you, let's go, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Bruh, you're downing a bottle of whiskey, you're about to die, boy. And these motherfuckers are cheering you up, talking about, let's do it. And then you're going to drop dead, boy. And they're going to cry tears, boy. Yeah, that's how it goes. But at the same time, you know, set some realistic goals, you know. Let your recovery journey be baby steps type of approach. Let it be a baby steps type of approach, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you want to create levels. So you're like, level one, I'm going to start by reducing this to this and this and this. You know what I'm saying? If you're successful in level one, you want to move to level two, then you're like, okay. So now I want to do this and this and this. You know, let it be a very progressive type of journey. And that's how you move forward and become better at everything that you're trying to achieve. But at the same time, you have to understand that it's very easy to relapse when you're trying to kick addictions. So you want to develop some healthy coping mechanisms. You want to find some really, really healthy ways to manage stress, to manage your emotions, to manage your cravings. You know what I'm saying? And it could be exercising, it could be meditating, it could be journaling. It could be pursuing any hobby that brings you some joy, okay? And I get sick of my routine because it's like, you know, I'm a machine. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, repeat. But here's the thing. I understand very well that establishing a structured routine helps me create stability and reduce the chances of falling into some patterns that are negative. And so I reckon it is important to create and stick to a routine that, you know, supports your well-being, that supports your growth and progression. All right? And practice self-care. You know what I'm saying? Practice self-care. Practice relaxation. Eat some good food, spend some quality time with some good people, step out of your comfort zone, you know what I'm saying? Feel some type of difference in your environment, you know? Prioritize these things that, you know, will definitely help you become a better version of yourself. Now, I want to let y'all know something. Everybody struggles with one thing, with another thing, in their own way. I want you to know that it doesn't make you less of an individual, of a great individual, just because you're going through some shit and you're battling some addictions and you're trying to become better in one way or another. The truth is, if you actually sit down and you be realistic about it, you know what I'm saying? You set out some goals and you actually write down everything that's currently taking a toll on you, everything that's a very destructive pattern, everything that you're not proud of, but you indulge in, And then you come up with a system to start getting rid of these habits. If you actually stick to it and you're serious about it, then you will definitely kick these addictions and these negative habits. And they will all be gone and it's going to be adios. You know what I'm saying? Ciao. I want to appreciate y'all for tuning in to this point of the podcast. I want to let y'all know that absolutely nothing is impossible if you dedicate many aspects of your strength, of your will, you know what I'm saying, of your time to it. Go out there and be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.